We are on Daf Mem Hei Amud Aleph. Let us quickly go over the Gemara so we should be able to understand the Tosfos which we have as yet not learned. Let us just start the Gemara in the fourth line of the Amud. Hechziru Shema Lebeis Balav Einei Mozav. Rabbi Yaakov Oimer Af Mishenigma Abinoi Echziru Shema Lebalav Mozav. The Shaila is if the Shema can return the Shaila to the Nailim after Gemardin. Leime Bahokim Iflagi Darabonon Sodri Ein Emrim Bisturi Ano Arei Shaloch Lefonecho. Rab Yaakov Sodo Imrim Bisuri Ano Arei Shaloch Lefonecho. Well, that is the Shaila, and we had mentioned the Beis Halevi says the Shaila is Yisuri Ano Shaloi. Omar Rabbe, the Kula Alma Imrim Bisuri Ano Arei Shaloch Lefonecho. Dim Kain, because if that would not be, Nip like Linya Chometz Pepesach, so they should be Chalek by Chometz Pepesach. Why are they Chalek? By Sher Hanisko La'acha Shenigma Dinai. Alahoche Begaimrim Dinai Shal Sher Shalai Bafonov Kemiflagi. Machlaikis is if Gaimrim Dinai Shal Sher Shalai Bafonov, does the Sher have to be in Bezdin? Does the Sher have to be in Bezdin Bishas to Gemardin? The Rabbonon Sovri, the Rabbonon hold, and Gaimrim Dinai Shal Sher Ella Bafonov. Bezdin can only create a Gemardin if the Sher is there. The Omalei, Yahadar Teineli, have a Marikna Leila Agme. So the Bala Pekodin says, if you would have returned it to me, so Bezdin would never have gotten a hold of it. Hashta atfaste le toroi biyodad leachilna lishtuye edina badai. Now you gave over the Sher to Bezdin, which I can't do anything with Bezdin. Bezdin is making a gemar din. Rabbi Yaakov sova gomrim dine shor sher shaloi bafono. Rabbi Yaakov holds that even the Sher is not in Bezdin, Bezdin can make a gemar din. Amalei, safe, migma have a gomri leile dine. Safilo, if I would not have given it over to Bezdin, Bezdin could also make a gemar din. My time of the Rabbonim, what is the time of the Rabbonim that you need the Sher to be in Bezdin, Bishas to Gemardin? Because the Pasuk says, Asher Yisokel v'gam ba'ol of Yumos kemises abaylem kach mises Asher. We need the same formalities which are necessary by mises abaylem, so these formalities have to exist by mises Asher. Ma bailim bifneim, just like by mises a bailim, Bezdin cannot pass can a chi of mises, the bailim are not there. Av sher befono. Rav Yaakov bishlem a bailim b'nei tainaninu. So there is a purpose of the bailim coming to Bezdin, that they could be toyin l'toyvosom. El a sher bar tanosehu, as a sher a bar taine. So therefore, Afilu, if, so there's no need for the Sher to be in Bezdin. So Mamela, so the Shema Taina is that the Gemardin that was made is not because I gave it over to Bezdin. Because Afilu, it would not be Birshus Bezdin. They could also create a Gemardin. I would just like to mention, we had mentioned the Ha'ore last week. You mentioned the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz says that, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, that Rabbeinu Tam holds that that after the Gemar Din, it's Muta Bahano, Afal Pikein, it's not called Momen Bailem, it can be Magdishit, because the Biyad Kolodom Litloi Ulusokloi, since anyone can take it away from him, So therefore it's not called Mamoinoi. That's why it can't be Magdashit. He mentioned the Mekor Chaim says the same Sfar, even though Yisurei Noah is considered Shaloi according to the Ritva and Sukkim, but Chametz is not considered Shaloi, even though Akeol Metzuvim Levara Ein Lechabava Hamufka Godol Mizem. So he had mentioned last week, so according to the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz and the Mekor Chaim, so how can one say by Chametz Harei Shalach Lepanecha? It's not his, not Baal the Din Yisurim Anos called Mamoini, or not Mamoini, it is Mutab Anos, but Al Koponim, it's called Lav Momen Bailamu, the Beyat Kalodom Litlo Yulisokla. That was the Ha'ore. I found the Beis Halevi in Chelek Aleph, Simen, Memches, Oizches, and Tes. He speaks about Yisurei Anor, he says it's a Dalga of Yiyush. It's considered Keilu, the Bailam were Miyayish from it. And by Yiyush it seems that Kozman, someone else, is not Zoiche, In the Dover Hamayuish, it's still called Momen Bailam. So Epsha, this terminology of Hefker that the Mekor Chaim says means he's Mayuish. But Yish is still called Momen Bailam. Now let us see Tais, let us see Rashi. Just, Livnagu Rabbonam Bechometz Pepesach, Vilemre Dechayev, Vanan Kaimalon Bagoizalaitim, if there would be a machlokes by Chometz, if Yisurei Noi could say Reish Lefanecha, Vanan Kaimalon Bagoizalaitim Del Rabbonon Oimaloi Hareish Lefanecha, Apollo according to the Rabbon, he could say Reish Lefanecha. The Ktoni, we learned Gozal Chometz, Vaover Olova Pesach, Vehichziroi, Vehain Shoyer Acheloi Nigmar Dinoi, Aymer moy halay shalach lefanecha. So it says, Chometz, you can say rei shalach lefanecha, aber mishenig maloi. Vosvore la rabbonon udishmilu, the rabbonon hold that shayr mishenig medini, you can't say rei shalach lefanecha, and by Chometz you could say, Tony is by Chometz for Pesach, moide, tamrinin bisurin a rei shalach lefanecha. Ela de kul alma amrinin beisar hano a rei shalach lefanecha, if the Isser came not through the Gazlan, it's a Dover Memelek again Chometz bePesach. Vloimotzi Amalei Haylav Midihu. He can't say it's worthless. No, he can say Reish Alach Lefanecha. Avol Hocha Mishum Hochi Amri Rabbonon Einei Murza. But over here, the Rabbanon hold, you can't say Eine Musa. The Amalei, he tells the Shemer, Atfaste Leturoi, you gave over the Shoyer, Biyadud Lechine Leshtauye Dina Bade, and so what is? Bezeke de Biyadayimu. So this is called a Hezek Biyadayim. Shehevioi lebeidine. He says that you brought it to Bezdin. And by giving it to Bezdin, Bezdin was capable of creating a gmar din, that it's chayiv skila. So it is considered you were mazik maisha. V'hai denoke di adarti neli la mishim d'chiyuve d'lo yahadreyu. Not, I'm mechuyev, the Shemer is mechuyev because he didn't return it. Dim kein b'chometz b'Pesach nam b'leim le'yadat en eli avachil m'leim. If you returned it before Pesach, I would have eaten it. Ba'oid l'Rab Yaakov nami nehei de goymrim dini shorsher shaloi b'fonov. Even though Rab Yaakov holds that you can be goymrim dini shorsher shaloi b'fonov, or b'neim le'yadat en eli avashachit m'leim, if you would have returned it, this I would have shechted it before the Gemal Din. Elo, Adoloi Ahad Reile Mechai Vilei Rabon. That he didn't return it, Rabonun Anat Mechayev. The Kamahad Adoloi Hashte. Now he's returning it. ואומרים ביסור היענו, הרי שלוח לפניך. הלחיובי דחיוב עבדשי מריז משם דהליכוי לבזן ביודיים. He gave it over to Bezin. And Rashi says that's called Hezekid ביודיים. וחיקום עלי להיהוי לכו להליכי לבזן. So the time is, you should have not given it to Bezin. That means it's not muchach that Bezin would have gotten hold of it. I would have made sure that Bezin would not have gotten hold of it. So memele, you giving it over to Bezin is considered your amazik biyodayim. And Rabbi Yaakov holds soif migma have a gomer leledine that even by not giving it over, Bezin would make a gmardin. Hilke chavale hazeke de memele v'loy biyodayim. So it's not considered that he did a hezek by giving it over to Bezin, because giving it over to Bezin is lemalu lemayred in the gemardin. Bezin can make the gemardin afilu shaloi b'fnei Hashem. Now let us see Tosfos. Hashto atfastei lituloi. Perish akunteris atfastei biyodayim. You are matvis the share biyodayim, shemisoir lebezdin, lodoinoi biskile. You gave it over to Bezdin, lodoinoi biskile. Ulachain, heine yochaloim aloi, harei shaloch lefanecha. Therefore, you can't say harei shaloch lefanecha, lefishi tvisoi biyodayim. Because you gave it over to Bezdin, the chiv is, where Rashi says, Altmazik. Vahashte, so Taisva says, if that is the Lomdis, Lefize Nucha Lahamit Kolabove de Masnissen Ba Goizel Kama. So what would be if Bezin had taken the shell? Kerabon and the Rabbi Yaakov, Lefidichi de Rabbe. If Bezin had taken the shell, so then, according to the Rabbonon, you can say, Arei Shaloch Lefanecha. Because I didn't do anything. Bezin took it by themselves. V'sher ha-yoytzei li-sokel diktovi b'masnissin da-hosam da-amalei Arei Shaloch Lefanecha could be going according to the Rabbonim, and could go in Shetasfu, Tafsu, Bezin, Mialeim, and Bezin took it by themselves according to Rashi. There's no problem. That what the Sher is also about, not to say, Reishalot Lefanecha. The whole problem is, I gave it over to Bezin, I made it to become Osobano. So that is, if I gave it over to Bezin. So then it's called, Aske Biyodayim. But if Bezin took hold of it by themselves, so then the din is that if Bezin took hold of it by themselves, so then the din is to be able to say Rei Shaloch Lefanecha. Umi Urashi Pirishom Shein Mamid Kerabonon Rak Reishe. Rashi himself says over there that only the Reish is going according to the Rabbona. Alva Seife, the Sher Ayetzu Lisoko, the Masnis Leyosi Kerabonon Elek Rab Yaakov Dark. So them is the Higufa Kasha, why did Rashi have to say this? Is there Pirish Mishim Sheroitz Alahamit Sher Ayetzu Lisoko, the Masnisin, but fisoi be yadaim liyad bezin dum yad beraisa behainu bet fisoi be yadaim. Rashi wants to say the Mishnah is speaking about the same case of the beraisa, and the beraisa is speaking about fisoi be yadaim. Fine. This is Shitas Rashi. Now we're going to have a few kashas on Rashi. Then Tosfos is going to say different pshat. V'kosha leperusha. So Tosfos asks, "Dimzeh ha-hezek loyhavi hezek nikah." This that the shoyer is a gemar din, it's in Besdin. In Besdin paskin that it's chayivski, the Besdin made a gemar din. So Tosfos is clearing a shayla. Is this considered a hezek nikya, yes or no? So Tosfos says as follows. Dim zeh ha hezek loy havi hezek nikya, it's not called a hezek nikya, because we will say that the gemar din on the shayr, the chayiv skila on the shayr is not nikya. It's a gemar din on the shayr, it's chayiv skila. But it's not called the hezek nikya. So I feel like atve say biyadayim lo yischayv. So what did he do? So Rashi says, it's called that he was mazik the shayr, aske biyadayim, but it's a hezek shayni nikya. A hezek shayni nikya is not called the hezek. Me'imu nikya, if we will say that it is considered a hezek nikya, afilu tavsoi bezdin me'aleihem, so afilu he didn't give it over to bezdin, lama yipata, so why is he pata? B'chiloi ha'yelei l'shem ra'ish l'yavei l'idekach. So dachzich mer teisvis means to ask as follows. If it's considered a hezek nikya, so that is from the chiyuvei hashayma. You have to watch my shoyer. It shouldn't be genizik. So why did you let Bezen get a hold of it? Al shayma, you're mechuyev to make sure that Bezen shouldn't get a hold of it. This is a hezek nikya. So al shayma, you should have been mechuyev to be marik leila agma. This is Tosfos Kasha, one Kasha and Rashi. The Mishnah Melech once the Mishnah Melech Pei Gimel Allah Chedalet Mehilchas Gzeile says something very interesting. The Mishnah Melech says that the halacha is that if a person, let's say, gozal tume, a person stole tume, and the nitmeis, and it became tume, and he wants to return the tume, so he can say, rei shalach lefanecha. Tume is a hezek sheinei nikya, he can say, rei shalach lefanecha. Af al pikein, the Mishlamach wants to say, but if he was metame the tume, the Gazlan was metame the tume, then you can't say, Arei Shalach Lefanecha. That's what the Mishnah Melech wants to say. The Oimik Advarim, I don't understand too well, but Al Kaponim, that's what he says. He says that even though it's a Hezek Sheinei Nikya, and Al Tzmazik Iyah Potter, another person will be metame the tume, he'll be Potter, but he has to pat himself with Arei Shalach Lefanecha. He can only pat himself, it was nitmeis memela. But if it was, he himself was matamed, he can't say rei shalach lefanecha. So Mele says, that's pshat and Rashi. It's takya hezek she'enei nikya. But you can't say rei shalach lefanecha. That's what the Mishnah Melech wants to say. Yeah. So memela, it's a hezek she'enei nikya. But if he created this hezek, he can't say rei shalach lefanecha. But now Tosfos asks another kasha. This is a very interesting kasha. The imu potog she types in oisoy me'aleya. If we'll say, Tosfos asked a shayla if it's called a hezek nikya. So he should have been responsible that this hezek occurred. Why did he let that bezin should be teifis to share? Mitzat chiyuve shema, he should have been markle lagme, or give it back to the bailam. Let the bailam do the dirty work. But al koponim, he should not, mitzat shema, he should not have permitted or seen that bezin should have to share. That was Tosfos Kasha. V'oi, di'im hu potog she'toivsin oisoy me'aleya. If for some reason you're saying when Besdin chaps it, he's potter, so that means, so he's not, you'll say he's not mechuyev to see that Besdin shouldn't chap it, and when Besdin will chap it, he's potter, that's not his responsibility. So then Tosfos says, if he's matfis it biyodayim, nami potter, so he should also be potter. The soif soif afiloloi hoya matfisei biyodayim, hoyu toifsin oisei mealayim, so Besdin would have chapted, v'loi hivsidoi bailem bat vososoi klum. So Tosfos asks, so what did he do by giving it over to Besdin? That means if Besdin takes it, Rashi holds for a double portion, the Shomer is potter, so he is not mechuyev to do any hishtadlus whatsoever to prevent Besdin from taking it. So we should normally assume that Besdin eventually will get a hold of the Shomer and make a gemar din on the Shomer. And it will eventually become Osir Bahano. So why is he chayiv if he gave it over to Besdin? What did he do wrong? Let us not be naive. It's going to go over to Besdin side by side. So what did he do wrong? So the Mishnah Melech says, you know what Pshat and Tosfos Kashas? Tosfos asking a very lumdish Kashas. We learned in the Gemara in the second Perek, Zorak Kli Meroy Shagak, Ubo Acher V'Shibroi, and a person went and broke the Kli, so the second one is Potter, Mone Tviritova. What did I do? It's going to break side by side. So Mone Tviritova. So that is Pshat in Tosfos Kashas. So Tosfos is asking, if I don't give it over to Besdin, so what, you gave it over to Besdin, and if I won't give it over to Besdin, but Besdin can get a hold of it. That's for sure. So what did I do that I gave it over to Besdin? So it got over to Besdin 2 days before. So that's like Zorak Li Meroy Shagat Gebroach V'Shibwe. That is Tosfos Kash. That's how the Mishnah Melech says. So the Mishnah Melech says, well, he could maybe for Rashi and this Kash. He says, Zorak Li Meroy Shagat means that we're 100% sure it's going to break. It's going to break in another 10 seconds, and he broke it before. So, but it's going to break, that's called Mona Tvira Tova. He says, by Besdin, even though he's not mechuyev to give it to Besdin, even though he's not mechuyev to see that Besdin shouldn't take it, Rashi holds that was the second tzad of Tosfos, that's not his responsibility to see that Besdin shouldn't take it, but there's still a possibility he'll prevent Besdin from taking it. So you can say this is a mona tvire. Could be he'll be marik leilagme. He doesn't have to. He's not mechuyev. But you can say it is a double borul. It's osabano already. It's not mukach that it's osabano. Could be he'll be marik it. So memele. So if he gave it over to Besdin, so this is not similar to mona tvire tova. And that's I want to enter Tosfos Kash and Rashi. Now the Achronim ask another kasha on Tosfos. The whole dimion of Tosfos is very difficult. Tosfos in the beginning of Ketzer Daregel said, the whole concept of Mone Tvire Tova is if a person threw down a keli, so the keli, the koyach hashvire is in the keli already, so if someone else breaks it, so memela the din is his potter, Mone Tvire Tova. But Tosfos says in the second peg, if a person threw a chetz on a keli, and another person broke it, so since the koyach hashvire is not in the keli, nothing happened to the keli, there's a chetz that's coming to break the keli, and I go and I break the keli, so Tosfos says, I'm chayev. It's not called a mona tvire. So, what's Tosfos Kash and Rashi? Listen, Besdin is going to take it side by side. So, I gave it over to Besdin.
So why should I be chayev? Why should I be chayev? Here, this is Zorak Chetz. This is not Zorak Haley. Bezdin is going to take it. Bezdin's going to get a hold of it. So Memela, so Taisu says, I should be potter. So first of all, why should I be potter? Zorak Chetz. Bo'acha v'shibroi, so Taisu's hold that the shaver is chayev. Zik Rabbi Chanan, that's 100% right. Bo'acha v'shibroi, the shaver is chayev. But if a person was Zorak Chetz, and it will take 20 seconds for the chetz to come to hit the keli. And I mekarev the keli to the chetz. I didn't break it. I made it closer to the chetz that instead of 20 seconds to come, I made it, it's gonna hit it in 5 seconds. He says, what's gonna be over there? He says, there you take a potter. I didn't do anything. If I broke it, so then Taisa says as well, listen, you broke a ganze keli. You broke a ganze keli because even though it's not a chetz, the chetz will break it, but it's not broken yet. But if I didn't break it, I'm a makarev it to the chetz. So the chetz is obviously going to break it. So I was makarev it to the chetz, so the chetz broke it 5 seconds earlier, but I didn't break it. So he says, there, Taisa says also my dadanyapota. What did I do? Going to break 5 seconds later, broke 5 seconds earlier. So he says, there Taisus is made that the Makarev is potter. Zucht Rabbi Chanan, that's found Taisus Kasha. Bezdin is going to get a hold of it in 2 days. So what did he do? He brought it to Bezdin now. He didn't do anything. Bezdin is making the Gemar Din. And Bezdin will make the Gemar Din. So instead of waiting for Bezdin to come in 2 days, he brought it to Bezdin. So Bezdin made the Gemar Din earlier. It's not called he broke it. He did the Hezek, which is imminent to come. So Memele, so I was Makar of it. But not that I broke it. So this we have the Mishkabel Steretz, who says it's imminent to come. Could be he'll be Marik the Shoyer. But Al Kaponim, this is Pshat and Tais Viskash. Menigalari. So the Ri is Chilek and Rashi. So Rashi, Meikar Adin holds that it matters if Rashi Meikar Adin holds that it matters if Bezdin took it by itself or if a person brought it to Bezdin. If a person brought it to Bezdin, so it's called Hezek B'Yadayim, if the Shema brought it to Bezdin. And if Bezdin took it, so you can say Reish Elo Chufanach. That she says, Rashi and Taisus disagrees. Menir Elari, the Betofsuhu Me'aleim Namichayiv. If Bezdin took it by themselves, Namichayiv. The ma shenoifel liyad bezdin choshev hezek nika. That what is biyad bezdin is called a hezek nika. Now, Taisus in Rashi, Taisus was as flexible in Rashi. We'll say one of the two, if it's hezek nika. So then, the bezdin took it by itself, you also chayiv to see that it shouldn't occur. If it has a chain in the kephalas, it could be a dime. So Taisvi says, the tafsu me'aleim namichai, the mash and neufel liyad bezn choshev hezeknika. Now let me just mention one thing. There's a Taisvi in Baba Basra that bezam at bez, that says, amirdike yisod. Taisvi says, Taisvis says something else, but this can be derived from Taisvis. If a person took a sheretz, a dead sheretz, and he stuck it into Yayin Shel Truma, so there's no suffix in our minds, and we see this, that the Truma, which was before worth X amount of money, now is come out worthless. Now it's Truma Temayim. Is this considered a hezek nika, yes or no? So Taisvis says it's considered a hezek nika. So we see from Taisvis Amor Dikazach that hezek nika does not mean that we have to see the hezek, because between you and me, the hezek is that the tumah became tumah, and we don't see this. Afal Pikein, Taisva says this is called a Hezek Nikah. So a Hezek Nikah means that if the Pula that is being done tells us that it's worthless, that is the din of a Hezek Nikah. Chatshefilu, we don't see the true Hefset. This is called a Hezek Nikah. Even though we don't see the Tumah, we don't see the Issa, this is called the Hezek Nikah. So now, going according to this Taisvis, now we'll understand what our Taisvis is saying. Our Taisvis is saying, you have a Shoyer in Besdin, you don't have to be too big of a Chochem to figure out what the Shoyer is doing in Besdin. He's not coming for a visit to find out how the judges are doing. A Shoyer in Besdin means, oh, that's it. The Shoyer is going to get Niskal. So a Shoyer in Besdin means that the Shoyer is in the process of becoming Nesar Bahano. So Taisus, so this is called a Hezek Nikah. Number one. That's what Taisus says. V'nira lari. The betavsu me'alayim. If Besdin will chap the Shoyer, nami chayiv. So it's also chayiv. The Masha Neufel Yad Besdin Choshev Hezek Nikah. This is called Yevasher in Yad Besdin. That spells out Isarano, Chiyev Skila. This front page picture, the Sher is in Besdin. We know what it spells out already. Vekivet. The Al Yedei Pshiye Nofal Liyad Besdin. Since to his pshia, that means he wasn't marik the shayr, ayidei pshia nofel yad bezn, chayiv, so he's chayiv, v'lo yochel loyma harei shaloch lefonecho, so he can't say harei shaloch lefonecho, k'moy b'chomet v'ovar olav ha-pesach, shehu hezik she'enei nika, chomet v'ovar olav ha-pesach, you don't see the iser hano. So memele, so that the day can say reishaloch lefonecha. But over here, that would have it came liyad bezn, so it's called that became genizik. That's called the hezek nikah. So memele yechalim reishaloch lefonecha. Hilkach by chometz it's ain nikah yechalim esham reishaloch lefonecha. The Rabbi Yaakov loichoshev hezek nika, ma shenoifel liyad bezn vegomru es dinoi, kiven shaafilu loibo liyodom hoyegomrim es dinoi, venimtso sheinei mafsid al yedei shebo liyodom, ela keilu gomru dinoi shaloibo ponov choshev, Pishigam also yenesa, bava ezek sheine nika, kach yacholoyme arei shaloch lefonecho, kumei chometz v'ovo olava pesach. Now let us explain what Taisvis is saying. Taisvis is saying a mouthful. Now we had mentioned before that lechayre Taisvis holds a shoyer that is in Besdin, that's called the hezek nika. A shoyer in Besdin means a maskel yovin, it's oimid, Besdin's gonna paskin, it's chayiv skila, and tamila, it's called the hezek nikah. Now, and we compare this to, a sheretz in yayin shel tumah, that's also called the hezek nikah, because you see klar that the tumah is becoming nifsad. Now, let us Claire Achakira for 1 minute, and then we'll come back to our Taisvis. We said a sheretz in Yayin Shel Tumah is called the Hezek Nikah. Is this considered a Hezek Nikah because this is the reason that it becomes also? Because the sheretz was metamid. It's a sibah for the Hezek, or it's a simen when a sheretz goes into yayin, so I know that it's tamei. What makes it a hezek nikah? Does a hezek nikah make it because I see the sibas a hezek? Or not because you have to see the sibas a hezek. If I know that it's going to become I know that it's going to become also, that makes it a hezek nikah. Now, let's go to Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov said that Bezdin can asa the shoyer, Bezdin can make a gemar din on the shoyer, afilu, it's chutzla Bezdin, fine. But when I see the shoyer in Bezdin, I see the shoyer in Bezdin, and everybody knows what the shoyer is doing in Bezdin. So now Tosfos had a shaila, is this called, why isn't this called a hezek nikah according to Rabbi Yaakov? Zichr Bezdin could have done it Shaloi Befono, but now it's in Bezdin. Bezdin got a hold of it. So why isn't this called a hezek nikah? So we see Tosfos is going to say the gather of hezek nikah is if I see the sibas hezek. That means if Bezdin needed the shayr in order to make the gemar din. Some mele, so that what the shoyer is in Bezdin, that's called the hezek nikah. Because by being in Bezdin, that makes that the Bezdin should be capable of making a gemar din, then it's called the hezek nikah. But according to Rabbi Yaakov, that the shoyer in Bezdin is loy male v'loy meire. But you don't need the shoyer. They bought the shoyer in Bezdin, mechitaisi. So Bezdin will make a court case with the shoyer there. But the shayr being there, even though I know that even though I know that the, if I see a shayr in Bezdin, I know that Bezdin is going to paskin chiyuv skila on the shayr, that does not make it for a hezek nikah. And that's what Tosfos had a big problem over here, because that's the whole shtick Torah of Tosfos. A shayr in Bezdin is a hezek nikah, and now Tosfos has to, for him, why, according to Rabbi Yaakov, is not called the hezek nikah. So let's see in a minute in Tosfos. So Tosfos says, let's see again, v'nir l'rih, the v'tavsu ha-me'leim na-michayim, the ma'ashe neifel yad Bezdin, that what it is, b'rshus Bezdin, choshev hezek nikah, v'kivin by the pshiyah, nofel yad Bezdin chayim, so it's called, through him, it came to Bezdin, and so, and that's called the hezek nikah. Lo yochalem reishalach lefanecha. Kamoi bechametz v'or v'or v'apesach shu hezek sheinu nikah. Ilkech yochalem v'sham reishalach lefanecha. The Rabbi Yaakov, so now Tosfos is asking, oh, if asher b'yad bezdin, shenofel yad bezdin is called the hezek nikah, so why according to Rabbi Yaakov is this not called the hezek nikah? Rabbi Yaakov lechoshev hezek nikah ma'ashenoy for liyad Bezdin v'gomru as dinoy. That is not called a hezek nikah. Kiv shavilu loy bali yadam afalu v'sher would not be there. Are you gomrim as dinoy? V'nimtzoy she'enei marzit al yedei shebali yadam. That means that what it was in Bezdin. That's not the sibas. That's not the sibas of the Issa. So Memela Elokilu Gomri Dini Shloim Von of Choshev. So Memela Filo, it was in Bezdin. Since the being in Bezdin is not a Sibah for the Yisrano, so Skilu Gomri Dini Shloim Von of Choshev. Lefishe Gam Os Oyon Esar. Because if it wouldn't have been, it would also be Nesar. Avahezik Sheine Nikam. לקח יוחלוי מלוי הרי שלוח לפנך ומי בחומץ באובה עולם הפסח. זוג פייס וסווייטה, that what the Gemara says, ואי הדרתי, that what the Bailam Tainus to the Shema, if you would have returned it, so ממילא I would have marit nalei lagme, lav nesin es tamu shoye yochel litziloi al yedeikach. Napshat is that there's a taina on the shomer, that the Bailam could have been matzel in memele yom mechuyev, because you took away this afsharis of a tzola. Shein toli bezeh, kamei sheperish bekuntres. Ela kloimar, he's just timing that loyhoye gomrim dinoy shaloy befonov. Vachshav garamta shenitfas biyodom vegomrim dinoy demashenofo biyodom. Vekiven shenitfas demashenofo biyodom choshev hezek nikah. Lesuchalem erei shaloch lefonachom.
So Tosfos is saying that not, Pshat is, he's just telling him, not the Chiyuv is, why didn't you return it? To be such a tiny, so by Chometz for Pesach also have such a tiny. Why didn't you return it before Pesach? That's not that. I'm returning it now. If I could say Reish Alach Lepanach, I'm saying Reish Alach Lepanach. No, he's just telling him it wasn't Muchach that Bezin should get a hold of it. There was a possibility that we could avoid Bezin from getting a hold of it. V'chein mashme b'nizokin de behesek nikah en yoch alayma reish aloch lefonecha. If it's a hesek nikah, so it's considered that the dova hanigzal changed, and it's not that what he stole. The Pogmas Nisan, the Gozal Matbeye, Benipsel, Vyamret Ezek Sheine Nikel, Shmei Hezek, Perish Mishum Dachoshiv Kilu Nikel. That means if Hezek Sheine Nikel, Shmei Hezek, is not Pshat, is that you're chayiv to pay because you're chayiv al Tzeine Nikel. The Hezek Sheine Nikel, Shmei Hezek, you're chayiv is Kilu Nikel. So then it's called a Shinri also. Amayim Arei Shulach Lepanecha, Gezel umayne ma'al yeboi yishlumi ki ein ze momin she gozal. This is not the money that, if you hold hezek she nenike shmei hezek, you stole money that was yeitze beyeitzo, and now that the malchus passeled it, so it's not yeitze beyeitzo anymore. So this is not the coin you stole. You stole a coin. If we hold hezek she nenike shmei hezek, you're giving back a slug. Even shechoshev kilo hezek nikaboy, she'ein lecha shinui gadol mizeh ilu haya nikah. So memele, in you hold hezek sheni nikah, shmei hezek is kilo haya nikah. Period. Bekitzer, Tosfos has a different mahalach in the Gemara. According to the Chachomim, if you need the shayr should be in Bezdin in order to make a gemardin. So that what the shayr is not fully at Bezdin is called a hezek nikah. According, it's very, you can't say reish aloch lefanecha. And according to Rabbi Yaakov, since it is not necessary for the shayr to be in Bezdin, so memele, if the shayr was in Bezdin, it's called a hezek sheni nikah. Now Tosfos says, the shayr tam, the mazik b'shus shoymer. Now this talks about a new shayla. Here we're talking about a shoyer that killed someone, and you need bezdin to make a create a chiyev skila. So you have a shayla. Is it called hezek nikah? Is it called the hezek sheina nikah? Now Tosfos is claiming a shayla. A shayr tam was mazik another shayla. Now, can the shoymer say? No skila, nothing. There's no skila over here by a shared time that's mas, no skila. Before Bezdin got a hold of it, nothing, we're for everything. So the share was mazik, so before anything happens, the shema goes to the bailim. Here's your share, reish aloch lefanecha, shalom al Yisrael. Can he say this, yes or no? So lechayre, we have an off in the Mishnah, you can't say it, because the Mishnah says, the Mishnah says in Daf Mem Dalad Amud Beis, "Msorei l'shem mechinam l'shel noisei sochel l'soicha nichnasu tachas abaylum muad mishalom nezik shalom v'tam mishalom chatzin nezik the shem pays chatzin nezik and it seems that's it. The shem is to pay. Why does shem have to pay chatzin nezik before anything? You go and give it back to the baylum. Harei shaloch lefanecha. You finished." So Tosfos says, "V'sheir tam de mazik b'shus shoyma, afilu koydim gemardin, im yachziru shoyma lebailim lo yipoter bekach." He's not nifta. You can't say reish loch lefanech. Kiven the mazik al yedei pshia shoyma. How did this hezek occurred? Because the shoyma didn't watch it. V'nofal b'rshus nizik. So as soon as it was mazik, if you hold yuchlat asher, so it belongs to the nizik. Half of the share belongs to the nizik. Hatzin belongs to the nizik. V'achlet le miyad.
Rabbi Kiva, Lishtabed Boil Rabbi Shmuel, or according to Rabbi Shmuel, there's a Shibu to be Goiva from the Shoel. That means, Likvais Migufai, Bavalei Hezek Nikishu Mufsid Shenofar Bishus Acherim, Layachalem Areish Eloch Lefonech. Here you can't say Areish Eloch Lefonech, you know why? Because it's not Shalach. You gave me your Shoel, I'm giving you back. I got news for you. You have a new shit in the shell. I mean, introduce him. It's bein l'Rabbi Kiva, bein l'Rabbi Yishmol. So come Yishmol, it's a shiba to be goy with the shell. But I'm not giving you back. You gave me a shell. I'm giving you back. You know, you have half of the shell doesn't belong to you. The nizik has a schus and half the shell. So you can't say rei shaloch lefonecha. Lo yachalei me rei shaloch lefonecha, k'may she yachalei me b'sher shahorag afila achig mardin l'Rabbi Yaakov. Asher shor gafilu lach gmardin, because there it's a hesek shein enika. Iser hano is a hesek shein enika. Ula rabbonon kaidin gmardin, b'chometz l'kuli alme. Because there, because iser hano is still shaloi. Akzere shaloch lefanecho. So memele, so it's not called a hesek nika, akzere shaloch lefanecho. Masha enkein, but by a sheir tam that was mazik, so now became oy shaloch. The yichlat asher yishem asher. So memele, that's why the shemi cannot say rei shaloch lefanecha. So the Gemara says that the svara of Rabbi Yaakov is that he also holds kemisus habaylim kach misus asher. But he says, but over here, bishlamed the baylim have to be there. Because the Bailam, if he's there, he could tain it. Alasher ba'taino, ba'filo dashin and ba'alma, k'misas Bailam, k'misas asher, la'achmil se, that means that there's a din of chav gimel, etc. La'achmil se ain svara l'dershay. Here there's no svara to dash this. Let us go further. Tona rabbono. Masro shemachinu mashay, tona rabbono. Abo nichnesu tachas ha'bailam. The Elohim, they're responsible. Shemechina v'asher neisusocha v'asaycha. Holgu, if they killed someone, b'shus ha'shoima, tamim, they were tamim, narogim. You'll kill the shoel. You'll kill the shoel. Was by ha'shoima. Upturim min ha'koifer. But the shoimrim are potter from koifer. So tam. Mu'adim, I think Mu'adim means they became Mu'adim by the Shomrim, I think. Nerogim, you kill them, u'mishalmin esa koifer. Now the Shomrim achayiv koifer. V'chayovim lahazer demei shoyer lebolov. And now, since the shoyer killed someone, birshusom, so they're mechuyev to pay the bailim. That means to their pshia bishmira, the shoel is now niskal. So they have to pay the bailim. The shoel got niskal. So the Gemara, heichi domi. How's it, but chutz mishay mechina. So the Gemara says, heichi domi. Ide notrei, if it's speaking about that the shoel made a good shmira, Afilu kulu nami liftere. So all of them should be potter to pay the bailam. That means, that what the shoyer killed, they made a shmira meula. Bafal pikein, the shoyer killed someone after the shmira meula. So that they should be potter to pay the bailam. It's not their fault that the shoyer killed someone. Vi the loy notre, if they did not make a proper shmira, they made no shmira whatsoever. Afilu shemachinam nechayev. So shemachinam should also be chayev to pay the bailam because of you. The shoyer killed someone, and I'm losing my shoyer. So the Gemara says, Omri hochi b'mayaskinen the notrei is adela shechayla lamay beruach metuye. V'loi notrei shmira meula. but he did not make a shmira mula, only a shmira prusa. Shaymer chinam kolsaloi shmirosai. Shaymer chinam, he did what he's supposed to do. Shaymer chinam is only mechuyev in a shmira prusa. He's part of Amshiye, but as long as he made a shmira prusa, so he fulfilled his obligations. So memela, if the shayer killed someone, so you can't say, so the shamer is responsible that now the shayer is chayv skiller, they were cycled the shayer. Because he said, listen, I did what I'm supposed to do. I'm only supposed to make a shmira prusa. I did that. He killed someone, so I'm not mechuyev to pay you for that. Hanach lekolso shmiroso. But the other shomrim are not yoitze with a shmira prusa. They have to make a shmira mehula. So memele, so now the mechuyev to pay the bailin. If the shor became a shor anisko, the mechuyev to pay the bailin, that means since they did not do what they were obligated to do, so the mechuyev to pay the bailin, that through them the shor became a shor anisko. Let us see Rashi. I de notre shmira mule, kulo nami lifteru mid mei shayr, bar mi shayr. So the old potter to pay the bailam for the shayr, the anusimein. Shmira pruse del shalamit buch metzuye. Kosalei shmirosoi. De ein olav li schazik beshmirosoi. Vidai bekach, he did what he's supposed to do. Vlapshiyei. Hilkach legabi bailim potter midmei shayr. Dosagilei bishmira prusa. It's enough a shmira prusa. Uboi kaporo. But here Rashi says a muradik ezach is mechuyev to pay koifer. Nemesin. As they say from the Baraisa. The Baraisa says, Muadim, Nerogin, Umishalmin Esakaifa, Chayovim Laharzer Dmei Shayr Labaila Chutz Mishem Echin. It would seem that Chayovim Laharzer Dmei Shayr Labaila Chutz Mishem Echin was proper to pay to the Bailim because he made a Shmira Prusa, and that's enough. But Kaifa is Chayiv. So the Chazen Ish asks, why by Kaifa is he Chayiv? So Chazen Ish says, Amor de Kezach. The chi of Kaifer is, if I have in my reshus a murderer, I have a sher nagach, a muet, so my chi of to watch this is a chi of to society, it's nothing to do to my kabbalah shmira. What I was mekabal shmira from the market gave me a sher, told him a sher mechinam, so my obligations is not to be a peshe, more than that I'm not mechuyev. But my chi of, since I took a murderer, Sher Nagach, I took into my possession, I can't tell the world, well, if he kills you, it's not my, I told him I only be a Shema Chinam. That's Legabi, the Yachas of the Shema to the Bailin. But the Chiyat Kaifa is the Yachas, it's in your possession now, you have a murderer over here, so you have to make sure it shouldn't kill. And if it kills you, Chayim Kaifa. Bahani lo ikolso shmirosan, shechayovin hoyu lehischazik bishmirosay, sheishomu lebailo, vahmagav delav pshiyehi, midi dahav agneve vavedem.